Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Both teams potentially chasing similar players yet again. It's becoming a theme over recent years because now the Mets are in the big boy end of the pool. They're in the deep end of the pool where the Yankees are always swimming, and the Yankees have good players that are hitting free agency. The Mets are involved. The Mets have good players that are hitting free agency. Potentially the Yankees are involved. And I think both these teams need some significant upgrades here, and both are going to be in the market for similar players. Most recently, we know Soto last year. We've heard about Devin Williams. Mets have interest in Devin Williams, another former Yankee. Yankees maybe have interest in reuniting with Williams. And, of course, Cody Bellinger, who would be a perfect fit for the Mets, but also a perfect fit to come back to the Yankees.
You know, I'd like to say that I like this new trend of the Yankees and the Mets chasing and hunting down the same players, but round one went to the Mets, so I'm not exactly enthralled with that. But the point being, yeah, it's interesting. Now that the Mets are in the deep end of the pool and the Yankees always reside there, maybe not as deep as they used to be, but it's still in the deep end, the big boy pool, you know, you're going to go after the same players. And there's some redundancy, but there's also some really, really interesting situations. Like, you know, you look at Bellinger, you mentioned him, you look at Alonso, we talked about Diaz, we talked about Devin Williams to a lesser extent, some loose reports, Yankees might be interested, Mets might be connected. It's going to be interesting where, unless you think that the Mets get a Kyle Tucker, and I think that they're more inclined to get him than the Yankees, though I don't think either team gets him, it very well might come down to, as we grade the Yanks and the Mets offseason, who takes who from the other?
Yeah, and I
or
do.
Whom?
I
who
do,
takes whom? Yeah, who takes whom?
Who takes?
I'm going to go with who takes whom.
Why can't it be who takes who from the other?
I don't think that that's proper. But then again, Who Made Who is an AC/DC song. Though, is it would it
don't
be
we have
Who
a,
Made Whom?
Don't we have AC/DC tickets to give away?
Yeah, a little later. Look at you.
Motley Crue.
Motley Crue.
That's
sorry.
Right. I got wrapped up in it as well.
Motley Crue tickets
to
give away.
I'm an idiot.
AC/DC, Motley Crue. Anyway, I think the Mets need to have a... I think really both teams need to have a restructuring of their lineups here. And with the Mets, for me, you know, the idea that they'd be open for business on Nimmo and all these other guys, it shows that at least they're willing to change it up. Whereas with the Yankees, we haven't seen that just yet. Yankees bring back Grisham. There's a thought, large thought, that they're going to bring back Bellinger. I mean, if they ever lose him, who knows what's going to happen. I'm not sold that the Yankees are really going to reconfigure it to the extent that it need to be, where I do believe that the Mets are going to do it. Now, is it going to be all the right moves? Who the hell knows? Who's it going to be? Who the hell knows? But I do think that the Mets are at least on the right trajectory, identifying that they need to really change up the look of their ball club.
I do agree with that. I think the Mets have the right mindset. I don't think they had the right mindset last year. But then again, I can't really fault them for that. Now, I'm not talking about Soto. That was the right mindset. They were also, to be fair to the Mets, I mean, the way Vientos swung the bat in the playoffs, why wouldn't you think that Vientos would take that natural next step? So you didn't have to quite... investigate replacements there. And, you know, Nimmo was a year younger and, you know, not hurt again. And, you know, what? And center field, you didn't really know. You had signed Siri. You thought he might give you a little bit of pop. You, kind of went on the bargain rack there. But he got hurt right away. And the Mets, you know, really never pivoted. And well, they did. Mullins just was a complete disaster. So, listen, I gave Sal a proposal that I think would equate to not only a Mets grand slam of an offseason, I think the Mets would get to and would win the World Series if they were able to pull this off. One would be trading for Skubal. You can't control that. You can only control what you give up. Not you can't force the Tigers to do it. So there's a little asterisk there. You sign Suarez or you sign Cease. You re-sign Pete. And then you get one of the following, Bellinger, Tucker, and Bregman. Now, before you push back, or not you, but anybody back, which you certainly can, at 888-808-1019, because there's a lot of variable. You got Skubal, you got Suarez, you got Cease, you got Bellinger, you got Tucker, you got all these names. Ask yourself this question. How far do the Mets have to go to where you want them to go? That, to me, is about as far as they need to go. They're not a player away. They're not a tweak away. They're not a slight modification away. I believe the Mets are an all-in, basically overhaul kind of an offseason to get to a championship level, and that's what I present to them.
BT and Sal on the Fan. We also talked some NBA and just the state of the current game. Not as much about the Knicks last night. It's just more like, okay, regular season games don't mean as much. Knicks didn't play great last night, still found a way to win. But overall, just the condition of the NBA's regular season. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Ronnie is in Manhattan. What's up, Ronnie?
Oh man, hope you're well. I love the baseball talk. I gotta say, I was always curious about what your favorite sport to talk about was. Is baseball? I love to hear that. I am not much of a football guy. In fact, I've been to one NFL game in my life, and it was when the Giants beat the Eagles this year. So maybe I should go more often.
Nice.
Yeah, I know. Talk about luck. My question is, and I really think I'm a Mets fan. I think Bellinger is the name that has to become a Met this year in order for the Mets to sort of really make a difference in the offseason coming out of last year and sort of, I don't know if bringing in Belly would shake up the core, but it would really kind of make things appear different. And my question is, from a mental standpoint, do you think that he saw what Soto went through, you know, going from the Yankees to the Mets, and now, you know, Soto basically needs a police escort to go to the Bronx. Do you think Bellinger sees that and kind of says, I don't know if I want to be hated so much by a fan base? And do you think that's going to kind of impact his decision to maybe go over to the Mets?
It's a good question. And Roddy, thanks for the call. I never looked at it that way with Bellinger, probably because his dad's, you know, was here. Not that he was some great Yankee, but he won two championships and he was on some great teams. So I think there's a built-in affinity for the Yankees and their legacy. And I believe that he's predisposed to want to stay here, whereas with Juan, it was like, all right, who's opening up the vault and who's doing the most for me, that, and that's where I'm going.
Yeah, I don't think he would be as hated, although if the results were, hey, the Yankees offered 6 years for 160, I don't know, just pay whatever, and the Mets offered an additional year, 7 years for 180, and he took the Mets offer, maybe he would be. He's not going to be hated to the level of Soto. He's just not.
Unless he took less to go to the Mets, is what you're saying. Because no, then there'd be some vitriol. If he takes less to go to the Mets.
I don't know. I mean,
I'd be bothered by that. What?
Bellinger is not the needle mover that Juan Soto is. That's why I don't think that there's that level of hate. Juan Soto came here and everybody loved him because he was a beast. Got the Yankees to their first World Series since 2009. Did it in incredible fashion night after night. Him and Judge. Bellinger was very good. He wasn't that level of connection with the fan base.
I agree. And listen, it's almost like, you know, do you want to love deeply and risk getting crushed, or, you know, kind of love on the surface, never really feel that depth of love, but also never get crushed? We fell in love with Soto, and it was a deep connection, and then when he left, it really hurt for a minute, and then, you know, we responded how we did in different responses for different people, whereas with Bellinger, it wasn't quite as passionate. Right. It was more, man, this guy's a baseball player. We respect him. And I think there's also an assumption, unlike Soto at this time last year, I think we're all sitting here saying, yeah, Bellinger's going to be back. Agreed. Whereas with Soto, we weren't sure at this point.
I think most people thought Soto loved the Yankees and the pinstripes. I actually think Bellinger does love the Yankees and the pinstripes. But one other thing that I thought about listening to our last caller speak was the Mets are in this habit here of, and I'm not saying it's good or bad, but I'm just thinking it through, taking from the Yankees. It's not on purpose to knock the Yankees, but the Yankees have a good player. That player becomes available, and the Mets are going to inquire about that player. Soto, Clay Holmes, whatever. It's happened with others. Now they're inquiring about Devin Williams. And the idea of Bellinger is another one. Do you think that there's any thought that the Mets are using the Yankees to maybe get, or at least knowing that they have more info, saying these players have already performed in New York,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to taking a player from, say, St. Louis or Pittsburgh, whatever, and you don't know when you're coming to New York, there's an unknown. I think the players are more appealing, not just because they're Yankees, that doesn't mean anything, but because they succeed or have performed at a high level under the scrutiny of being a New York Yankee in this city, to where the Mets can say, well, we can eliminate that from the equation because we know that mm-hmm. this guy can do it here.
That's interesting. Listen, there's a lot of variables. I mean, the stats are the stats for all these players. And now, you know, listen, a lot of this is subjective in terms of how players would age and or will age, and each team kind of evaluates that differently. But the one thing, if you could check the box of, nah, this guy can handle New York, we've already seen it, I could see why that would be an appealing.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thing? You know, the thing about Bellinger, I think it's different with him because he's already done it. He did it in L.A. He did it in Chicago. He did it in the Bronx. He can play any. He can go to Moon and he's going to be a very good baseball player. Yeah, no, I know, but think about what he did with the Dodgers, and maybe they weren't quite what they are now with the Japanese influence mm-hmm. and the star. I mean, the Dodgers have always been the Dodgers, but the point being, I think, I don't know that the Mets needed to glean that info from Bellinger, but maybe in the case of somebody like Devin Williams, if that's the case, I think it could dissuade them from going after him unless they like the fact that he failed and bounced back.
What about Soto? I mean, that was another one. Like, you didn't have to worry about Soto when you... Yeah. I'm just saying, it's at least a good... at some point, you know, the Mets are going to sign players that aren't from the Yankees, and you take a chance on, well, we don't know, we're going to roll the dice and see if he could succeed in New York. I mean, they traded for Helsley, turned out to be an absolute disaster.
Yeah.
So it's not like they do it every time, but at least you have more of a, and by the way, it could work the same thing for the Yankees. They see a player have success with the Mets and could say, well, we know he works in New York, so there's no issue there. Let's go get Diaz or let's go get Alonso. I'm just saying that I think it gives you more information where each team can use each other to say, well, they performed across town. Why wouldn't they be able to perform here?
I'm a fan of information. Yeah. I mean, I really am. I think about the we're getting to the Jets and what quarterback they might take. If they take one in 2020, they could take one in 2027, as we know. But, like, you just try to check as many boxes and eliminate as much guesswork as possible. Some are massively big things. Some are smaller things. But I don't think it's a small thing showing you can function and then eventually flourish in New York. It's hard.
One issue for me, and you wanted Bellinger more than I did. I thought the Yankees were fine signing him last year, but I didn't want the Mets to get him the year before that. I just wonder about why was he so inconsistent? How do you go from putting up the monster numbers that he did when he first came into the league with the Dodgers to then not put, I mean, he had some bounce back season, sure, but it just was so inconsistent. You go from 39, 25, 47.
Let me pull this up here. Go ahead.
To then, forget the pandemic year. I'll go past that. Then you go 10, 19. All right, then back up again, 26 with the Cubs. I'm talking about home runs here.
Yep.
But then back down, 18 with the Cubs. And he's also played 130 games the last couple of years. And then last year, back up again with the Yankees. So do you believe that it's more what it was last year or that there's going to be inconsistency? So from a Mets perspective, I would not be signing him for a reliable bat. I would be signing him for his versatility and hope that the bat is there. Whereas the Yankees, I just think he's a better fit there because he's not needed to be some prolific bat. You could live with him being just a solid bat.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's a tough gauge here. I mean, the 6 years that he's going to probably get, I mean, if he gets seven, that's I'm not loving that. You do it because the Yankees print money, so do the Mets. But, I mean, I think seven's a little nuts, but we'll just say with six, right? I think what's happened with Bellinger, to answer you directly, number one, I think definitely part of his change is absolutely attributable to that bad shoulder injury. Now, do you have his stats up?
Yeah.
Okay. Look at the strikeouts. So even with the big numbers, his first year, 146, 151, 108, and then even in 2022 when he was a mess, struck out 150 times. The last 3 years, 87, 89, 90.
So significantly better.
That's a massive drop. So one of the stats that I remember referencing last year before the Yankees even got him, he had the highest two-strike batting average in baseball. Now, but he also had one of the weaker exit velocities, and that was among some of the nerds like, wow, you're going to really pay this guy a lot of money. His exit velo is kind of league average, slightly above. What are you really getting? Well, I was okay with it because if you try to avoid strikeouts, which to me is winning baseball
still. I'd rather do that.
Me too. Well, think about it. If you're trying to flick the ball the other way with two strikes, your exit velo is going to go down because, you might hit a little looping base hit. That's 79 miles per hour off the bat versus striking out, but then connecting on more that are 112 off the bat. So your velo will be higher, but your strikeouts will be higher. I think there's baseball reasons. I think he's changed his approach, and I think a lot of it was because of the shoulder.
Yeah, I wonder how much he's going to get. He is fascinating because even if you think about it, he's probably going to give you 25 homers. Is that safe to say? 20?
Sure, all right, absolutely.
How about between, even if you want to lower, between 20 and 25 homers?
Yep, 15 to 20 steals.
Yeah, all right. I mean, he had 13 last year, 9 the year before. I don't know, whatever.
Well, if they had the old Mets first base coach, he might steal 40.
Yeah, right, who knows?
gonna miss him.
He's going to strike out around 90 times, fine, under 100. He'll hit between 260 and 270, you'd think.
Yeah.
He'll get on base, 330 clip. I think that those are pretty fair numbers to have a benchmark. He's never going to be what he once was.
No, those days are over. He's a different player.
I think if you go to the Mets, you shave some off. I don't think he's going to have the power that he did with the Yanks last year.
Different dimensions, I'm with you.
But I still think that that's a valuable player who could hit 260 even, 20-plus home runs, and play excellent defense in multiple positions.
Yeah.
I wonder what the market's going to be. I really do think both teams need... The Mets definitely should be going after Cody Bellinger, and the Yankees would be hard-pressed to lose him.
Bellinger signs with the Yankees. Their offseason stabilized. Defensive versatility, blah, blah, blah. Mets sign him. Now it's a totally different approach. If they lost Pete, I know it would hurt many of you, but if you lose Pete, put him at first. If Pete comes back, he's your center fielder, which has been a black hole for a while. Yeah, he is. He's the kind of player. And then you look at this, too. You talk about his deficiencies and who he is. Well, Bregman doesn't really hammer the ball out of the yard. We know that. He's a great defender. But, he's clutch. He's a gamer. But there's questions with him. Tucker, we don't know if he can handle New York. Mm. So I think there's really outside of Juan Soto, last year, not many players have no questions.
Phil is calling from Dublin, PA. What's up, Phil?
Hey, I just wanted to make a case for Ryan McMahon. Keep him at third base. Bregman's going to be 32 years old next spring. And if you look at his numbers, and Fenway Park, 61 RBIs, I'm not impressed. And I think there's already a lesson here with DJ LeMahieu, who the Yankees got, a couple good years out of him, but then he was on the decline. Bregman is on the decline. I would not make a case for Alex Bregman. I would keep McMahon.
I don't think they will. Phil, I think there's more of a probability that Bregman's on the Mets. I don't think there's much of a chance at all.
Phil, but let me ask you this. Who do you think is better, Bregman or McMahon?
McMahon is a great fielder.
No, I didn't ask you that. I said, first of all, Bregman's a great fielder
all
as
right,
well.
Bregman's better.
It's not even close. It's not even close. So you're saying...
So what? What are you going to get, a year out of Bregman?
No. I'm asking you, who's the better player? And if we could get to the point where we all know, so I just want to hear you say it, who's the better player, McMahon or Bregman?
Bregman's better.
Okay, so why don't you want
Bregman's
the
better?
Well, okay, agreed. So then why don't you want the better player is what I'm asking.
Because he's going to be 32 years old.
So what?
Okay? And
so
I already learned from DJ LeMayu, there's already a model of buying a player who's on the decline.
Yeah.
We got one or two good years out of him, and then he fell apart.
Phil, hold on. I got to insert.
Bregman's on his way down.
Gotcha.
He's on his way down.
I don't really disagree with that. I've got to insert one thing, though, here. You make it seem like Ryan McMahon's 24. In a month, Ryan McMahon literally turns 31 in December.
I know, but his skill set. As a fielder, he's not going to lose that.
Bregman's still a great fielder.
You're paying, what is it, 16?
16 mil.
16 mil a year for a guy who's got no stick. He's got no stick.
He is a great third baseman.
So, and thank you for the call,
Phil. I think McMahon's a better defensive third baseman myself than Bregman, but the whole package, I mean, Bregman's the better player. McMahon is a stud fielder, though. He's sick.
Now I know how I sound when I say that Pete Alonso's a great scooper.
You know what I mean? Hey, good. You finally... Self-awareness is a good thing, Pete.
Does McMahon not have a gold glove, or am I just not seeing it?
I don't know if he does. I go to my trusty
fielder.
He's phenomenal.
I mean, Bregman's...
Fielding?
Bregman's a gold glover. I mean, yeah, come on. But he's a clutch... Man, the only argument is dollars. And even that, I want the best player. I'm not worried about year five. I'm trying to win a World Series now. Now. It's been too long. Yankees haven't won a World Series since 2009. Do I have to remind you that? Why are you worried about the finances? Oh, I saw what LeMayu at his peak almost got the Yankees over the hump.
What a batting title. Didn't he win two?
He was tremendous. He was a difference maker for the Yankees.
Yep.
He was the exact guy that they needed, a high average guy. Put the bat on the ball. Clutch. Obviously, he fell off the cliff. I mean, it happens. All right, so you're anticipating that with Bregman. You don't know what the total cost is going to be for Bregman here, and he's just a better ball player.
But I think it's going to be five. Remember, I gave you the five or six models, like, you know, the Athletic had one, Newsweek. I gave you that yesterday. The model for Bregman was consistently, you know, 5-6 years. Like, nothing was below five.
All right, so do the math. So you got 2 years left on McMahon.
$32 million total for McMahon.
Okay,
yep.
And what do you think Bregman gets?
I think the average... I have it in these notes.
Hold on. Oh, are we the Mariners here? Or is this the Yankees?
Well, the Mariners just gave the other a few bucks, right?
Yeah, but even like $32 million for McMahon, that cut him and move on, or trade him and move on. McMahon, I'm sorry, he's not any good. He's a good defensive player, and it's like, wow, at least he can catch the ball.
He's a great fielder.
Here's the thing.
He's not good.
That's a good start for like a lower-level team. Well, we got somebody that can catch it. Now the idea would be to get somebody who can catch it and hit it. That's what we want. Somebody who can catch and hit. This is the New York Yankees, and you're settling for a guy... And I'm not trying to disparage McMahon. We know what he was as a player. He had no stick. None. And you tell me you'd rather have that than Bregman? Because Bregman's 32 years old and it's going to cost you a little bit more? It's the Yankees. What's the difference? $100 million? All right. Come on, Hal. Cut the check.
I mean, listen, cut it. He won't. Not to that extent. I don't think there's much of a chance at all Bregman's coming here. I know he's better than McMahon. I think McMahon's defense is... It's not good. And I'm not a prisoner of the moment here. You know I watch every Yankee game. Ryan McMahon's defense at third base is as good a defense as I've ever seen from any Yankee third baseman in my life.
All right, but Bregman is a gold glover, so your floor is
the
same.
Yeah, but when did he win him, though?
Well, what's the difference?
If he won him three years ago, he's not the same defender.
When did McMahon win him?
I don't know.
Never. The answer is never. you would think the guys get the way we talk about him here. It's like he must have
four or five
gold gloves.
Yeah,
maybe he got robbed by Arenado.
Well,
I'm sure
that's
Arenado.
That's a real Arenado's one of the best third basemen ever defensively.
Okay.
Listen, I do. If McMahon didn't hit 208, I like him a lot more. Can he hit 20 with a little more?
He's a strikeout machine.
I know, he's an eight hitter. I'm not saying he's going to be better now, but can he hit you 230? Which, by the way, I mean, it's also Colorado, but he's done that before in Colorado. 208 last year represented his worst offensive season ever. So is that who he is now, or is that just a bad year with nothing around him? I don't know. I don't pretend to know. Can he hit 230 to 240, 240 might be ambitious, with 20 to 23 home runs and beat Greg Nettles at third base. If he could for 16 mil, I'll take it.
Bregman has only won one Gold Glove, 2024.
You want it. So you just want it. Oh, man. Oh, you know what I meant to ask you before we go on? We don't have time. But we talked about Bellinger. This started Bellinger to the Mets. If the Mets got Bellinger, I want to know where you think that he'd actually hit in the order.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.